The hardest hit sector by far is cruise ship tourism and related cruise passenger spending. Cruise visits to Sitka peaked in 2007 at 290,000. This year, visits are expected to reach a post-recession low of 108,000. Eugene Solovyov, owner of the Sitka Rose Gallery, told the large audience that he had scaled down his operation from 3 employees to just 1, himself. Since no dramatic turnaround is forecast for Sitka's cruise market, he thought it might be time to revisit the idea of a downtown cruise dock that could accommodate 2 ships. To him, the status quo creates undesirable alternatives.
We can keep trying to raise taxes on ourselves at a time when local citizens are least able to pay them, or we can do something more creative and intelligent, using different strategies and bringing more tourists into town to spend money and pay taxes on various purchases and tours, which will then go into the city coffers.
Dirk White spoke on behalf of Sitka's retailers who are not directly involved in the summer cruise market. White, who co-owns Harry Race Pharmacy, said his overall revenues were up not by big fat arrows, but skinny ones. White's main store is downtown. He felt that large cruise passenger volumes could actually depress sales.
Big ship days, store is full. It's packed. I mean, it's like bulging at the seams. As I told Vern in the back there a long time ago, he used a term called butt rub effect. We use that a lot in our business. And when the numbers started to slowly decline, we saw our ability to help people and larger ring.
Tanya Ryu, the director of the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, reported that cruise visitors may not necessarily be Sitka's most valuable guests. Ryu said that based on pre-recession data from 2005 and 2006, independent travelers were a surprisingly large market.
Daily spending from independent visitors would, back then, in 2005, 2006, would have been right around $133,000 per day. The economic impact during the same time frame for cruise ships, and this is large cruise ships, again, through the cruise line agencies of Alaska, the per day local spending was, per ship, was $131,000.
Ryu attributed a large portion of independent spending to the charter industry, which, like cruise visits, has seen a steep decline. Teresa Weiser said the number of registered charter boats in Sitka had dropped from a high of 199 in 2007 to 145 in 2011, due mostly to the implementation of limited entry permits. The one halibut per day limit in Southeast Alaska also had a depressing effect on sales. Weiser also felt Sitka's unique fish box tax sent the wrong message to potential charter clients.
Our industry can't market Sitka if Sitka discourages visitors with special taxes and anti-tourism sentiment. So we need to take a real close look at that.
Being receptive to out-of-town visitors was also a part of the message from Sitka's commercial fishing sector. Longliner Dan Falvey urged the audience to look out the window at the large fleet of out-of-town herring seiners. He said transient fishermen contributed 30% to 50% of the landed value of seafood in Sitka, but very little else was known about their economic impact.
It is a visitor industry, and as such, there's a potential for growth here if we have the correct infrastructure and services to continue to attract them. And you can see there has been a slight upward trend. So this is one area I would star.
Overall, Falvey presented data showing that commercial fishing remains Sitka's economic star for the moment. With robust prices, markets, and employment, he said over 1,000 Sitkans worked on 600 vessels homeported in the community, with most of those boats engaged in the longlining or salmon fisheries, both worth millions in new money into the local economy. Perhaps the most startling news of the summit came from Sitka Historical Society Director Bob Menninger, representing nonprofits. He reported that Sitka's nonprofits had revenues of nearly $29 million last year. And while there are too many nonprofits, 92 registered in Sitka, and some nonprofits were trending down, especially those with ties to the cruise industry, like the Friends of Sheldon Jackson Museum Gift Shop and the New Archangel Dancers, the sector was strong and even optimistic. Medinger read a statement from Roger Schmidt, the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, that stressed the importance of looking forward.
Sitka's self-image is at a crossroads. If we see ourselves as a shrinking economy, we will begin to shrink. The challenge is to see opportunities and move forward in the face of economic recession. We have a tremendous opportunity as a community if we realize, embrace, and turn toward economic solutions based on the unique qualities our community has. There is a natural hunger for places and experiences that have a feeling of authenticity. People are seeking places and work where they can find themselves contributing at a community level and making a difference.
The Chamber's Economic Forum was intended to lay the groundwork for a community discussion and action plan modeled on the Sitka Health Summit. CETA, the Sitka Economic Development Association, will host that event next Tuesday, April 17th, beginning at 1:30 p.m. in Harrigan Centennial Hall. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.